It's time for Doctors in the House here on Kiss 92. This is funny because we're joined by Dr. Tan Yung Khan, a urologist from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital. He's talking about prostate today, and then Jason was just like, you know, laughing about it, but then you were handed a pamphlet from the doctor.
And it got real fast, Maddie.
Because, Doc, to be honest, right, you looked around the room and it's like, yeah, he needs it. Is that correct?
You need to take a look at your prostate, Jason.
Hey, it's because I got the gray beard. At 50 years old, an elderly gent. Right. You have to start thinking about these things more, right, doctor?
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
Doc, what are some of the symptoms of, you know, prostate enlargement?
Okay, so the prostate is a gland. Actually, it's walnut size, kind of like the ovary.
I see.
Yes.
And it grows with age. And we would say that about 50% of men would have some prosthetic symptoms. So it starts off with some kind of blockage. Mm. So then you get flow issues, a little bit of dribbling.
How, Jason?
I'm okay. I got the flow.
Yeah.
Still got the flow.
A little bit of intermittent flow, you know.
No, my flow is not intermittent at all.
You sound very defensive.
As things progress, you may get a little bit of retention. So you find that you're waking up at night to pee a couple of times. And because of the blockage, the bladder also starts to change.
Right.
So the prostate affects the bladder. Bladder gets thickened and then it becomes hypersensitive. So you find that you have a bit of urgency, a little bit more frequency.
Okay. Yeah. And what are some common treatments?
Okay.
Yeah, what can
so
you do about
it? So we start off oftentimes with proper assessment and then we move on to start on medications. Mm. So some patients respond well to medications and it helps with the symptoms. But this is lifelong treatment. If medications don't work well or if they are having side effects or the symptoms are bad enough, then we move on to certain procedures. In the past, the only procedures were available were things like what we call TURP, where we scrape the prostate to improve the flow of the channel.
Well, doctor, you talk like that, he'll never go for a checkup.
You gotta sell it, doctor.
Or a laser, you know, a laser to vaporize the channel.
That sounds better.
Yeah. But now we have a newer technology called UroLift, where essentially we are using little tiny sutures or strings to pull open the channel. And it gives you long-term relief.
But this still requires a surgery.
Well, we consider it to be minimally invasive.
Like
it's a day procedure.
Right.
So is that the benefit of the UroLift?
So a few benefits. It's minimally invasive. It's a day procedure. Can be done under local anesthesia, but we normally suggest some sedation.
I would like the sedation,
You get immediate relief.
I would, in fact, demand the sedation.
Without the procedure. Right?
Yeah.
Every morning I think about sedating.
Doctor, can I be sedated?
So, Doc, you would suggest, Jason is, how old are you this year?
52 December.
So he should actually go for a, like, what do you call it, prostate examination?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely because of two reasons. One is maybe potentially enlargement of the prostate, but the other thing may be the risk of prostate cancer.
Right. Mm.
So we
that's
normally
very serious.
That's right, that's serious. So we normally do suggest examination. Blood test like a PSA to determine your risk of having cancer.
Because we've been talking about you going for the longest time.
I know.
You've been stalling for years now.
I know.
Alright, so if you're in the same position as Jason, you might like to log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg and find out more.
Let's all do it together.
Huh?
I mean, not together, I mean, not all at once.
Quick, Doc, sedate him now.
You're in this on your own.
Well, only for the men, actually, because the prostate's only found in men.
That's right, Jason.
And dogs.
Sorry, ladies. Sorry, ladies, it's just me and the dogs.
MountElizabeth.com.sg.